Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, from blood types to supply, who can and can't donate blood, we're putting your questions on blood donation to Dr. Ellen McSweeney, Irish Blood Transfusion Donor Consultant. Ellen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Now, you're with me because you're in need of blood.
Indeed we are. Our supplies are very tight at present. We would like to have, say, 5 to 7 days we'd consider to be stable. But at the moment, as of this morning, the average was 3.7 days and O pos is 3.2 and O neg 2.8. So we're very tight.
Very tight.
We really want to encourage anybody who can donate to please come and do so.
Right. How do you find out if you're eligible to donate?
Okay. Well, if you're a regular donor, then regular donors will be used to looking at our website and doing our quiz and doing looking at the FAQs if they have any particular issue. But if you're a new donor, it's the same thing. And there's more information. There are two quizzes. One is for the new donors. One is for regular donors. They have lots and lots of information. But if somebody is insured, then they can look at the FAQs. There are health FAQs. There are also travel FAQs, because a lot of people are deferred because they travel. But also, if they're still unsure, ring us up, 1-800-731-137, and we will advise. We're looking for, at the moment, for anybody who receives a text, so that will really be a regular donor, to please, if at all possible, do come and make an appointment and come and donate if you at all can. And if you haven't thought about donating before and you'd like to do so, and we very much encourage new donors to please look at our website, look and see, can you find a clinic finder and actually indicate that you wish to donate. And then we will be in touch with the next in your area.
So for me, as somebody who might be a new donor, I'll know if I'm eligible to donate by completing your quiz on the website.
Do the quiz.
Simple as that. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number for people who have questions for Dr. Ellen McSweeney today. Lots of them coming in. These are probably slightly more maybe specific questions that people have, Ellen. This texter had Lyme disease about 15 years ago, or got Lyme disease 15 years ago. Can they give blood?
If it was acute Lyme disease and the person actually was treated with antibiotics and made a complete recovery, yes, they can. However, if somebody has chronic Lyme disease and continues to have problems and symptoms, they can't.
And they'll know that.
They should know that.
They'll be aware. Yeah. OK. Can you give blood if you're going through fertility treatment, asks this texter?
We advise people not to, because every time you give blood, you lose a certain amount of iron. And we actually say to people, you know, we don't want to make you iron deficient, and to just don't while you're actually going through the fertility treatment.
OK, hold off till that's complete. Another listener, Ellen, wondering about the current legislation for gay men.
Gay men can donate. We removed the specific questions about gay men from our questionnaire in November 2022. And so now are gender neutral questions. So we asked people if they donors, if they have a new partner or if they have sex with multiple partners and if they have anal sex. And the same criteria apply whether it's a gay man or a straight person.
Simple as that. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. This listener, a number of years ago, gave blood, Ellen, but then they got a letter to say that their blood tested as a false positive and they could no longer would be able to give blood. Is this forever or can I give blood again in the future?
It depends on what the actual marker was. For example, a false positive just means it's not positive, health isn't at risk, but we can't actually use the blood. But we have what we're calling reinstatement programs. So, for example, recently we've written to people who had a false positive for the HIV test and they're being reinstated. So many of these people, if we move on and we get a new test, which we often do, then they often test negative in the new test. Some will still have the same false positive results. So what I would say is, for the listener, then ring us up, ask to speak to our virology department. We'll actually look at your record and we'll advise you whether you can come and have another sample taken or not.
So just contact the
blood transfusion.
Simple, yeah. This listener got a blood transfusion as they lost 1.8 litres of blood after giving birth to their son. They're B recessive negative. Can they give blood?
If it was after 1980, no, I'm afraid not.
That's it. That's
If somebody had a transfusion after 1980, then no, they can't actually donate.
Okay. Can you give blood if you've had a stroke?
No, we can't, because again, our guidelines are either based on safety for the donor or safety for the person who's receiving it. And we don't want to put anybody at risk by donating. So we don't actually accept donors who've had heart attacks, who've had strokes, who've had mini strokes, etc., for their own safety.
Yeah. What about chemo treatment?
No, not if somebody's had chemo treatment, unless it's specifically for a basal cell carcinoma, something on somebody's face.
Okay.
That's treated.
Can you please ask the blood expert why the Dalier Clinic is closed on Saturday? If they're so desperate for blood, surely they would be open 6 days a week. I walk past the clinic every Saturday and I'd happily pop in to donate.
Well, Dalier Street was set up really for office workers, for people who'd be in town Monday to Friday and who come and donate, never for Saturday. Saying all that, we do look at our, you know, we review our clinics, we review our venues, and it is something that we would consider if we thought that there would be, you know, a good take up of people coming to donate.
Do you need to know your blood type before you fill out this quiz?
No, not at all, no.
No, you don't need to know. Okay. Listener 65, Ellen, they used to give blood regularly when they were younger, but not for many years now. Can I start donating again, even with doctor's approval?
The short answer is probably not. If somebody has reached the age of 65, if they're between 65 and 70, we ask they've donated in the last 10 years. And it sounds like not from your the inquiry, right? And if somebody's never donated before, then there must be a minimum of 18, and the maximum at the moment is 65.
I'm a fit 54-year-old woman. I got hepatitis from a contaminated fruit tick over 10 years ago. Can I give blood? I'm O negative blood type.
Now, I'm not quite sure what kind of hepatitis you could get from a fruit tick. That's something I'll have to look up. But we would need to look into that and see exactly what it was. And if somebody had hepatitis A, for example, and they knew it was hepatitis A, then they could donate 6 months later. But I actually don't know what you get from a fruit tick. So I have to look that one.
Right. Can you donate blood if you have long COVID?
No, not while you have long COVID. But if somebody's completely recovered for at least 6 months, then they actually could.
Here's a suggestion, listeners making the point. Could the blood people, the blood transfusion service, could they come out to companies? Could my company organise something like this?
Oh, we do. We do do that. Absolutely, yes.
And can businesses get in touch with you to arrange a day like this?
They can indeed.
Just through the IBTS?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I'd love to donate, but I'm using Saxenda. In other countries, people using it can donate, but I believe this isn't the case in Ireland. I'm O negative and gave up Sorry, but they must have mean they've donated blood up until last May.
Okay, no, not at the moment. And we ask that people wait till they've finished actually taking it and for 8 weeks thereafter.
I don't know what blood type I am. Can I donate?
Yes, no, you don't need to know your blood type.
Okay. Another listener is I'm HLA B27 positive. Now, I don't know what that means, but can I donate blood? They're wondering.
Yes, that's associated with certain conditions such as ankylosing spondylitis. So but some people have it without it being associated with any illness, any conditions. So I would suggest ring us up and we'll talk through it and actually see if the person is eligible or not.
Somebody's looking for clarity. Is it true that people from South America aren't eligible? I've heard something about a vaccine that we take there that stays in the bloodstream.
People who were born in South America or whose mother was born in South America can't actually donate because of a condition called Chagas disease. But people who visit South America, unless they've been to very rural areas for a minimum of 4 weeks, then most people who visit can donate.
Okay. Can you take blood if you take cannabis?
If you take what, sorry?
Cannabis.
What we say, we don't want anybody coming in who's under the influence. People have to be able to give informed consent. Yeah. So certainly not while they're taking it. We'd be more concerned about medications, drugs that people might take, like cocaine, which we ask that if you snort that, then we have to wait for a minimum of 4 months.
Just finally, I'm 52, have type 2, I am a type 2 diabetic. I lived in England in the 80s and 90s. Can I give blood?
Well, as regards living in England, that's no longer a problem. As regards the diabetes, if the person is well controlled and if they're on if they're on no medication, that's fine. If they're on metformin and well controlled and have no particular problems, no side effects, then yes. Other medication, they would need to phone us, but the answer is likely to be no for other medication at the moment. moment.
And they'll find all of the details if they have further questions on your website.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. And the number again, Ellen.
The number is 1-800-731-137.
Simple as that. Dr. Ellen McSweeney, Irish Blood Transfusion Donor Consultant. Ellen, thanks a million.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.